following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 57. Time has started. All right. Let's pray, and then we'll dive in. Lord, you're so gracious to us, and I couldn't think of a better song leading in about you being our sanctuary tonight, because that's exactly what we're going to look at in Psalm 57. God, you are our sanctuary, and may we not ever grow weary running to you. And so, Father, thank you for that reminder that we got through song tonight in the closing song there. And then as we turn to your word, would you give us that reminder again? There's probably someone. There's probably more than someone, but there's some people here tonight who need to know you as their sanctuary, Lord, who need to know you as their refuge. And so tonight, may they not leave here without calling out to you and saying that that's exactly who you are and who you want to be for them. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. So a number of years ago, I would surf. And I say a number of years ago, it's been a while. But I remember in particular on this one day, it was a big day in Huntington, and I was out with my brother-in-law, and big enough to where when you were going under the waves, you'd feel the power of the wave pulling you back. And in one particular instance, as the wave pulled me back, my leash snapped, and my board, as I turned, after I got underneath the wave, turned around and looked, went all the way back into shore. And in that moment, my thought is, I don't know how to swim. No, just kidding. I do know how to swim. I would not go that far out if I didn't know how to swim. But my thought was trouble. Like, this is gonna be trouble. And here's why. Because it was a long way back. The current was fairly strong. And I would have to get all the way in. And so you know what I did? I yelled to my brother-in-law who was out with me. I was like, Jesse, come over here, like swim this way. And I went over and I just held the board. And I was there for a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to swim all the way in. So as I was going in, I would lie to you if I didn't have a couple of thoughts along the way, like, I'm probably not going to make it. There were a couple of thoughts that I had that was like, I'm already tired. I'm a little gassed because you're still going up under waves, and the current does help bring you in a bit. But there was parts of me that was like, well, what if I don't make it? Like, what if I just stop swimming? I felt the trouble all around me. Now, obviously, I made it, right? So I'm here tonight. I did make it all the way in. But then I began, like, as I was preparing for this, I was like, there's a lot of anxiety and fear that goes along with being in trouble. In the moment of realizing that my board was now all the way back in shore, there was this sense of fear, of feeling like, I'm in trouble. If my brother-in-law was not out there, it would have been awkward. I probably would have yelled to somebody else to hold on to their board for a while. Hey, sir, can I hold your board for a while? But that feeling of anxiety, and I know as I look out here that some of you have had that feeling before, probably not because of waves out in Huntington Beach, but in your life, that you've got the real sense of, I'm in trouble. And maybe it was a diagnosis, or maybe it was a financial issue, or maybe it was a relational issue where you felt like, I did while I was out in Huntington, way out there, like, I don't know how I'm going to get in. Like, I don't know how this thing ends. I'm in real fear. I have real anxiety. I have real trouble. Well, King David, who we're going to look at in Psalm 52, he's the author of the psalm we're going to read tonight. He had real fear, and I will just tell you, it was justified, right? King David had real fear, and I will just tell you tonight that that fear was justified. And you might ask the reason, well, why was his fear justified? Chapter 19, you don't have to turn there. In 1 Samuel chapter 19, like through 22, 4, 5, in that area, in those chapters, we get this account of David being anointed as king. Now, here, that's not the big deal. I guess that could be fearful. Like, hey, I'm going to be king. But there was already a king in charge. Do you remember who the king was? Who is it? Saul. There's already a king. And David is being anointed as king. Now, You would think that would strain the relationship a little bit. And it certainly does, because when we see King David, future king, and King Saul, Saul is pretty much chasing after David for as long as we read in those chapters. There is a king who wants to kill David. Now, here's some interesting things about this. Saul's son, Jonathan, is actually one of David's best friends. So his best friend's dad wants him dead. Not only that, this gets a little awkward, King David, or David, is married to King Saul's daughter, which now that's his father-in-law who wants him dead. Now, can you imagine that? That would be really rough. Your best friend's dad, your wife's dad, wants you out of the picture and has made numerous attempts on your life. So think about that for a second. How crazy is that? Why? I would just suggest to you, Saul is very jealous of David. David kills, you remember that giant guy? Remember what was his name again? Goliath. And all the people loved David. And they had even songs that they would sing about how much they loved David, and the jealousy of Saul begins to overtake him to the point where on a number of occasions, Saul tries to kill David. In fact, there's a moment where it says in those chapters that I mentioned in 1 Samuel, where David's men are encircled by Saul's men, and he's about ready to take David out. And the fear, can you imagine the fear and the worry of not only may I get killed tonight, but my men are going to be taken out tonight. And so I wanted you to, if you would, turn with me, if you haven't done it yet, Psalm 57. And I want you to see that David actually lives with this, and he actually writes this psalm out of that possibility that his life might be taken from him. Out of the very real fear of what is going to happen to me next. So look at Psalm 57. As you notice, before we even get to verse 1, it says, to the chief musician, set to the do not destroy song. You know the song, do not destroy. What? Somebody just start singing. No. It was set to some type of song back in the day they would have known of set. It's called Do Not Destroy was the name of the song. It looks right in your scripture right there. It's a mictum of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. It was a well-known song that people would have known. And David wrote this in what context? Where was he running from? Somebody help me. It says right there. Who's he running from? Saul. Right, here we are again. Saul and his armies are after David. David is going to write this psalm in reflection as he's heading into this cave. And listen to what David says. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed us by. Now, I want you to observe here for a second. When he comes to God in this moment, he's crying out to God. Notice, sometimes when we get into trouble, we will hold our fists up to God and say, God, why? What are you doing? God, what's going on? And in this moment where there's a real threat to David's life and to his men's life, his army, his guys, his boys, he's saying, in this moment, I'm submitting underneath you, Lord. Lord, would you, I know that you are sovereign over all things. You're the mighty God. God, I'm not going to position myself above you thinking that I know what's right in my life and for me. Instead, I'm going to come underneath you and I'm going to actually say, God, would you be merciful to me? What David has just done is he's put himself in the right place at the right time. Instead of putting himself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, what I would say to you is in these moments of trouble in your life, positioning is everything. Positioning is everything. Where do you stand in your relationship to the mighty God? So that when trouble comes, do you put yourself underneath the mighty God's mercy? Or do you try to stand above him and figure him out and put yourself in authority over the living God? And in this moment, as he's, you can just imagine him running into the cave. He's saying, be merciful to me, O God.
I'm submitting underneath your authority, but not just underneath your authority, but what else does it say here in our text? I'm also putting myself, my life, into your hands of protection. Look what it says in verse 1. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my what? Right here, right? I will make my refuge. I will literally make my refuge with you, God. I'm going to put myself under the shadow of your wings. The image you might get there is of a mother hen collecting her chicks together as the predator comes to take them away, and they hide underneath the protection of her wings. And in this moment, on this day, that's exactly what David is saying. God, I'm coming underneath the protection of your shadow, of your wings. You are my refuge, my strong refuge. We just sang it. I'm going to keep coming to your sanctuary, Lord. And I don't want everyone to get weary of coming to your sanctuary. And that's where David finds himself on this day. Look at the words, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me. My soul, the very core of who I am, trusts in you. Jeff, even in the midst of the trouble, even as he's running into the cave for protection, yes, even in those moments, my soul trusts in you. His confidence, listen, is not in the cave. It's not in the cave. He's going into the cave. His confidence is not in the cave. Saul can come in to the cave. His confidence is not in the men around him, the army around him. Look where his confidence lies. It's in the living God. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, where does our confidence lie? Where does your confidence lie in those moments of trouble? And maybe tonight, you would say, I'm in one of those moments. I'm out there at Huntington Beach, far out from the shore, and my board just snapped off, and I have a little fear and anxiety, or maybe a lot, in my life right now. The question is, where are you standing? Positioning is everything. Have you come to the God of refuge? Have you gone underneath his wings for protection? Has your soul trusted in the living God, the mighty God? Positioning is everything. Notice this. In verse 1, you're like, still verse 1? I mean, move on, right? I just want to say one more thing about verse 1. He says this, until what? How long is he going to stay under the shadow of the Lord's wings? Says right there in verse 1. Until these calamities have passed me by. Until Saul and his men have moved out, I know they'll be back again. But I'm going to put my hand under you, Lord, the mighty God. Now, David goes on to say in this moment, I know that Lord, you are with me. I've seen it in my life. I have confidence in you. Look what he says. Look at verse 2. He went to verse 2, finally. Right? I will cry out to God Most High. I'm going to cry out to God Most High. To God who performs all things. Look what he says, for me. To God who performs all things for me. That's the confidence that he has in the mighty God. Verse 3, he shall send from heavens and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Listen to the confidence as he's in the cave, hiding from Saul. God, you are my confidence, you are my strength, you are my refuge. I'm underneath the shadow of your wings, and I know that you will protect me. I know it. And you might say, well, how does he know that? How does God know, or how does David know that God's going to protect him? And I will just tell you this, because he's done it time and time and time again. In other places in David's life, God showed up. You remember the big guy, right? Goliath? God showed up. That time when I first started and I said that David's men were circled around by Saul's men, you know what happens right after that? Imagine it for a second. David's men are encircled by Saul's men. There's about ready to be an attack. And Saul's men actually get called away. Saul and his men get called away to deal with the Philistines who had invaded the land. And in that moment, David is saved again. There's a moment where Saul actually goes into to find David, to get David, and actually David has an opportunity to kill Saul. There's these moments in David's life where he remembers back and he thinks, you've always had my back. And I would just ask you tonight, if you're in that moment of trouble, I would say, think back to those times when God showed up in your life. Think back to those times when you don't know or you're uncertain. Think back to those times when you had no doubt. Think about that. Think about that. Maybe you're here tonight. When you have those moments of uncertainty, when you don't know what's going to happen, think back to the times when you had in your life no doubt, He is with me. And I would suggest to you that in this moment, David is reflecting back on his life when he had no doubt. God, you showed up on that battlefield. God, you protected me. God, you were with me. And in those moments, you reflect back and you think, He's with me even today. Verse 4. Here's who's after him. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. They have prepared, keep on going, to jump over to 6 if you would. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit for me. So look at what he's saying. He's like, these people want me so badly, and he's likening them to lions and the destruction of fire and the kind of the war terminology of spears and arrows and swords. Back down to verse 6. They've actually laid out traps for me. These people want to take me out. Look at verse 5. Look what David says in this moment as he's reflecting. But he says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. David exalted God even in the moments of trouble. Even when he could clearly define, these people, they hate me. They want to take me out. My father-in-law wants to kill me. And yet, God, in this moment, in my life, be exalted. Notice he is not writing these words after the trouble has passed, but he's writing these words in the middle of his trouble. That he's exalting God in the middle of his trouble. He's not saying, oh, thank goodness Saul is gone now. I don't have to worry about it anymore. No, he's into the cave. And in the middle of his trouble, he's saying, God, would you be exalted? God, in my weakness, I think of Paul, in my weakness, would you be made strong? Be made known. Question for you. Where have you positioned yourself in the middle of your trouble? Have you sought refuge underneath the living God, the mighty God's wings? Have you positioned yourself in the right place? Then the question would be, in that midst of your trouble, are you exalting God? Even amidst the difficulties and the questions and maybe some fear and maybe some anxiety. And then David takes it to a whole new level. He's like, look at verse 7. He says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. And then he says the most outrageous thing. Look what he says. I will sing and give praises. I feel in the middle of my struggle, in the middle of my life possibly being taken from me, but because of where I'm positioned with the living God, I kind of feel like singing, right? Look what he says. Look at verse 8. Awake my glory. Awake lute and harp instruments. I wish I had my guitar here. Like I would put a song together right now. We would start singing in this cave together, even while there's an army awaiting us. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Does that sound like you and I when we get in trouble? When things are stacked up against us, when there's the health results come in or the diagnosis comes in or the financial issue comes about or the guy at work or the lady at work says that against us, does it sound like, well, in the middle of my trouble, God, I feel like singing, right? Where's my guitar? Right? Is that us? Have we positioned ourselves under the hand of God? Do we trust in Him so much that even amidst our struggles and our trials, like David here in Psalm 57, we'd be like, God, just be exalted. Above me, above my life circumstance, I live to exalt you, to lift you up. Notice that he says here, he says, even among the nations, may the nations, Lord, hear of what you're about ready to do in my life, and would you just be glorified? Would you just be lifted up? How does someone get to that place? That's the question, right? Well, how do I get to that, Jeff? That's some level of spirituality that I don't know if I'll ever reach. That in the middle of a trial or a struggle or a loss, that somehow I would get to a position where, like David, he's ready to sing and he's saying, Lord, protect me, and I want to come underneath your protection because I trust in you. And again, I would go back to the answer to the question is, where are you positioned with the Lord? Where are you positioned with the living God? And that positioning happens tonight. That happens now. And it actually happens daily. That we position ourselves underneath the mighty wing, the shadow of the living God, the mighty God. And it's something that happens daily so that when the trouble comes, our fear and anxiety is dissipated because we say, listen, but I trust in you, Lord. My soul, remember what David said? My soul trusts in you. You are the mighty God. So no matter what comes my way, my positioning is everything. Even if Saul comes after me with his armies and he should overcome me, God, would you just be glorified? Would you be lifted up through my life in the way that I respond to you? Positioning is everything. So much so, again, David says, I will praise you. I will lift your name up. Will you be glorified amongst the people? Maybe tonight is that night where you just say, you know what? I'm out of position. I've moved myself out of position so that when times of struggle and trial come, I really honestly, Jeff, I don't know how to respond to them anymore. And instead of not knowing how to respond, I want to know how to respond. And actually, I want to respond in a confident, bold way, the way God would want me to respond. And so I need to get back into position. I need to step back into position with the living God again. And maybe that's you tonight. You would say, yeah, I need to get back in under the refuge, right? I need to get back under the mighty shadow of the living God. And I need to put myself there on a continual basis. And tonight, if that's you and you commit to that and you say, God, I want to be positioned back, he says, okay, let's do it. Let's go tomorrow, wake up in the morning, position yourself in the right spot. Tonight, position yourself in the right spot. And maybe someone tonight is thinking, wow, I've really had a lot of trouble in my life, but I've never heard of a God who says, come underneath my comfort, come underneath my shadow. I will protect you. I will be your refuge. Maybe you've never heard that before, and we find that confidence, not because, again, look around, not because we're anything great, right? We're all fallen people. We all sin. It's nothing we earned, but that confidence comes that you would say, how can you talk with such boldness and confidence about being underneath the protection of the mighty God? How can you say that? And because of this, here's why. Because he sent his son to die on a cross so that you and I could have that confidence in who he is. Not again, not in us. But we can have confidence in his love, his care, his compassion, his desire for relationship, all because he sent his son to die for us. So that when we have troubles, we have a great high priest who has experienced all that we've experienced and can sympathize and empathize with us. And he says, just come to me. Come to me. All you who are weak and heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you that rest. I will give you protection. And as we sing tonight, as Heritage sang, I will give you sanctuary. This is a safe place. And you can come tonight with that confidence as you put your trust in Jesus. Amen? I'm going to have Heritage come back out and close us with whatever song they would like to, as long as it has the word refuge. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Let me pray. God, you're so good to us and gracious. And the truth that we learned tonight in Psalm 57 and the boldness of David and the confidence of David, Lord, is it's not us. It's just not us. We are lost out in the water with fear and anxiety. We are lost in our troubles. And yet when we find ourselves positioned in you,
Lord, you give us the confidence to rely on you no matter what should come. And for your glory and for your name, Lord, that the nations, as it says here in Psalm 57, as the nations would know about who you are. And so, Lord, may we be people who positions ourselves rightly, who trust with confidence in the mighty God. And Lord, would people all around us, the nations, know who you are through us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life